Welcome to Enclave On Air. I'm your host today, Jessica Hergert. Enclave On Air is a podcast from Enclave, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Enclave covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Sapna Patel, MD, an associate professor, uveal melanoma program director, fellowship program director, and director of online media in the Department of Melanoma Medical Oncology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center to discuss a new collaboration between the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center and TriSalus Life Sciences. On April 8, 2021, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center and TriSalus Life Sciences announced a strategic research collaboration to evaluate SD-101, an investigational toll-like receptor 9 agonist, in combination with checkpoint inhibitors for the treatment of patients with pancreatic cancer and hepatocellular carcinoma. The initial study of the collaboration will enroll patients with uveal melanoma-related liver metastases, with other studies planned in metastatic pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma and colorectal cancer. Additional trials in HCC and locally advanced PDAC are being developed. In our exclusive interview, Patel discussed the significance of the new collaboration between the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center and TriSalus Life Sciences, and the resulting research evaluating the administration of an investigational toll-like receptor 9 agonist in combination with immunotherapy across a range of liver and pancreatic solid tumors. Could you discuss how this collaboration between the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center and TriSalus Life Sciences could impact the cancer care space?
So TriSalus Life Sciences is coming to the table with a catheter device system as well as a drug. And so it really offers a unique opportunity to investigate regional delivery for liver metastases.
What is the rationale to evaluate SD-101, and what about its mechanism of action makes it a unique agent for patients with various malignancies, including uveal melanoma, pancreatic cancer, hepatocellular carcinoma, among others?
SD-101 is a toll-like receptor agonist, and in these cold tumors, such as uveal melanoma, cholangiocarcinoma, pancreatic cancer, these cancers that tend to go to the liver but don't have a strong mutational burden and don't have a strong response to immune checkpoint inhibitor, stimulating the immune system with toll-like receptor agonists can actually be beneficial. And in skin melanoma, where there is a strong response to immune checkpoint blockade, overcoming resistance to immune checkpoint inhibitors with the addition of SD-101 has proven beneficial. So the idea is perhaps in these cold tumors to introduce SD-101 early in the game.
How does this novel delivery of SD-101 differ from the traditional approach, and what benefits could this novel approach provide to patients?
Historically, SD-101 or toll-like receptor agonists have really been delivered intratumorally, so typically by needle delivery inside a tumor. And what TriSalus is bringing to the table is they're saying, well, what if we introduce SD-101 or toll-like receptor 9 into the regional blood supply of the liver circulation? And so with a pressure-enabled delivery device, their TriNav catheter, we are hoping to essentially overcome the intratumoral pressures that often exist in the liver tumor microenvironment and introduce this drug down into the bloodstream supplying these tumors in the liver. So it's novel in terms of delivery. Instead of putting it directly into the tumor, we're putting it down into the blood supply of the tumor. And then this catheter is enabling us to overcome the pressure that we often see in liver cancers.
What are some of the next steps of this collaboration, and particularly in uveal melanoma, where is this research really headed?
Since we are talking about a novel delivery of SD-101 or toll-like receptor, the first studies really have to demonstrate safety and that it's safe to put it into the blood supply in the liver. And after that, pretty rapidly, we've developed a program in uveal melanoma, at least to combine this agent with checkpoint inhibitors. First, single agent checkpoint inhibitors, and then ultimately combination checkpoint blockade. And so the idea is toll-like receptors might help to kind of stimulate the immune system, and the checkpoint inhibitors will stop the slowdown or shutdown of the immune system.
Could you expand a little bit on the uveal melanoma study?
So for the uveal melanoma study, patients will be eligible if they have metastatic disease to the liver, and they will first, SD-101 has to be tested first as a single agent to make sure it's safe to be put into the circulation of the liver. So there will be a cohort of patients who will receive the drug alone infused into the liver. It will be recurrent infusions in the liver, you know, spread apart by several days or a few weeks. And then the next cohort of patients will be eligible if they have metastatic uveal melanoma to the liver and either are checkpoint naive or checkpoint refractory, and then they will receive SD-101 in the circulation of the liver with systemic traditional standard of care checkpoint blockade.
Which checkpoint inhibitor is being used in this study?
The standard checkpoint inhibitors being studied are nivolumab as a single agent, and then nivolumab in combination with ipilimumab. And interestingly, in uveal melanoma, and some of these cancers where they are considered cold tumors, they don't have a strong mutational burden, and they don't have a strong baseline immune response to the tumors, sometimes we feel that the first checkpoint that comes up in T-cell activation, CTLA-4, that may be very important to block. And so PD-1, which comes up later in the tumor T-cell life cycle, it's important, but it may not be as important as blocking that first checkpoint. And so nivolumab will be studied in combination with ipilimumab, but if it makes sense and if the data kind of points towards needing earlier blockade of CTLA-4, we may actually consider SD-101 with single agent ipilimumab. The study is very unique because it does have a number of correlative studies built into it. So when a patient enrolls on the study, they will actually also have blood taken, tumors removed at the time of treatment with the SD-101. Some tumor particles will be removed, and they'll be studied to see as you get more and more treatment with SD-101 or in combination with checkpoint inhibitor, do you generate more of an immune response? Do you eradicate some of these blocking cells known as myeloid-derived suppressor cells? And we think that balance in the tumor microenvironment of bringing in effector T cells, but also blocking and diminishing your inhibitory cells, such as myeloid-derived suppressor cells, that balance will be critically important to determine how effective is SD-101 and what is the proper combination for it.
That's quite comprehensive testing. So do you anticipate maybe any challenges with patient accrual because there are going to be so many tests that are needed?
When you explain all this to a patient, they think like, oh, how many times am I going to get poked and prodded and stuck, you know? So we hope it doesn't. You know, once they're in the study, you won't know the difference because once the catheter is in getting, you won't know what happens after that.
Where does the trial currently stand in terms of patient accrual and accessibility?
So the uveal melanoma trial, known as the PERIO-01 study, is coming as part of an alliance between MD Anderson and Trisalis Life Sciences. As part of that alliance, the PERIO-01 study will be the first work product. It will also be enrolling at a couple of other top uveal melanoma centers in the country, Thomas Jefferson University under the purview of Dr. Marlena Orloff, and then Columbia University Medical Center under Dr. Richard Carvajal. So right now, the study has been moving through all of those hospitals, institutional review boards, and scientific review committees. We have received approval at MD Anderson with some contingencies that we are addressing. The next step is finalizing budgetary negotiations, and then we will have what's called a site initiation visit, and ours is scheduled for the middle of June 2021. That means first patient, first visit should happen sometime July or August of 2021.
Now, of course, there aren't data from this study yet, but have any earlier data or preclinical work read out regarding the novel delivery of SD-101?
So there's no human data for this regional delivery of SD-101. This will be the first time it's delivered to the liver circulation. They have done some interesting animal studies, and at least in some models, they have found if you take SD-101 and put it by needle directly into a tumor in the liver versus putting it into the blood supply of the liver and overcoming the pressure of that system, it turns out actually putting it in the blood supply and overcoming the pressure gives you better drug delivery than just trying to push it into a tumor. And there's a couple of reasons for that. These tumor pressures can be so high that when you push a drug out, it can just get effluxed out by virtue of tumor pressure. So being able to overcome that and overcome the pressure in the circulation and lock the drug into the tumor, it seems allows for better drug penetration into these tumors. So according to that animal model, we really do feel that this regional delivery of SD101 rather than intratumoral delivery could be beneficial in this population.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't touched on but you think is important to highlight for our listeners?
With the MD Anderson Trisalis collaboration, there will be additional work products or clinical trials coming down the pike. And these are mainly focused on cancers that metastasize to the liver. So pancreatic adenocarcinoma, cholangiocarcinoma, and there may be also room for colon cancer and primary liver cancer studies. Interestingly, this catheter device has also been used to deliver CAR T cells into the liver. And so for these cancers that spread to the liver that do have a cell therapy product option, the use of the pressure-enabled delivery device, the TriNav catheter, may also make sense in combination with T cells or cell therapy. And we are a big cell therapy program at MD Anderson for both hematologic malignancies, but also solid tumors. And so we are also looking at avenues to use that catheter for cell therapy in these cancers that spread to the liver.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. To read more on our selection of news and research items focused on the bustling oncology pipeline, its investigational candidates, and the biotechnology entities fueling advances in cancer care, be sure to check out www.onclive.com/pipeline-report. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field and recaps from our State of the Science summits and institutional perspectives in cancer webinars. For more updates on oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Onclive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Onclive and at OnclivesOSS. On Facebook, like us at Onclive and Onclive State of the Science Summit, and follow our Onclive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Onclive on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Onclive on Air.